This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 15th of May 2026. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low north at Cira, 987, expected south at Cira, 994, by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in east. Rain, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. North at Cira, south at Cira. Cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, rain or showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in forties. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northeast Forth and North Dogger, decreasing 3 to 5 later in Forth and Tyne. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Dogger. Fisher. Cyclonic 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 in northeast, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight. Cyclonic mainly westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Humber, becoming variable 3 or less later in southwest Thames and Dover. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later in North Fitzroy and Sole. Showers or occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. North backing northwest, then west later 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later, showers, then rain in west, moderate or good. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. West Faroes. Northerly, 4 or 5, veering northeasterly 2 or 3 later. Showers, good. And Southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later in west. Showers, then rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. North by west, 5, 19 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Stornoway. North by west, 4, 7 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lerwick. North by west, 6, 14 miles, 1000, now rising. Wick Automatic. North-northwest, 5, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Aberdeen. Northwest, 5, 15 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lucas. West-northwest, 2, 27 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Boomer. Northwest, 3, recent rain, 15 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Bridlington, North-northwest 4, 1003, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 2, 11 miles, 1002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1003. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north 2, 1004, rising slowly. Jersey, north by west 3, 19 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 5, 1005. Scilly Automatic, north by west 5, 15 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northwest 3, 16 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by west 6, 12 miles, 1007, rising. Valley, north-northwest 4, recent rain, 9 miles, 1007, rising. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north 2, 22 miles, 1006, rising. Valentia, north 4, 22 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest 1, 30 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. And Malin Head, north by west 5, 13 miles, 1011, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 23:00. The general situation. The United Kingdom will continue to lie in an unseasonably cool and showery north to northwesterly air floor during the next 24 hours. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and east, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first and far north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 or 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 or 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near northern and eastern Norfolk and 3 elsewhere, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, becoming variable 3 at times in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly, backing northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, decreasing 3 at times in east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, becoming variable 3 at times in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 or 4 later, Showers becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers becoming fair later. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And Shetland Isles, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4 from myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Janet Jalil. The head of the CIA holds talks in Cuba as the island struggles to keep the lights on because of a US fuel blockade. Pressure intensifies when the British Prime Minister has two rivals move to unseat him.
I think he has to accept the inevitable and announce the process for electing his successor.
A former imam in London is given a life sentence for sexually assaulting girls and women.
I was terrified. I genuinely believed that he had supernatural powers and that if I spoke about it to anyone afterwards, something really bad would happen to me and my family.
A new dinosaur is discovered in Thailand.
An animal like this would have been around 25 metres long. Imagine three double-decker buses lined up in a row.
And how a horde of peacocks is ruffling feathers in Italy. That's all after this bulletin.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The head of the American CIA, John Ratcliffe, has gone to Cuba to say that the US is prepared to engage on economic and security issues, but only if Havana makes fundamental changes. Cuba said the meeting was an attempt to improve dialogue. Our Cuba correspondent, Will Grant, reports.
The visit by the head of the CIA to Havana is a significant development in a moment at which the Cuban government, by its own admission, has run desperately low on fuel. The meeting comes shortly after the Cuban energy minister, Vicente de la Orlevi, said that the island had, in effect, completely run out of fuel oil and diesel. The US has placed a near-total oil blockade on Cuba following the forced removal from power of the Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro, in January by US military forces. The exact nature of the bilateral talks with the CIA chief aren't known, with some analysts suggesting it could be part of a negotiation towards changes at the top of the island's leadership.